This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the perpetrators and conspirators of the Pahalgam terror attack will be given a befitting reply. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi expressed anguish at the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. He stated that this attack shows the desperation and cowardice of the patrons of terrorism.
जब कश्मीर में शांति लौट रही थी, स्कूल कॉलेजों में एक वाइब्रेंसी थी, निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी, लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था, पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी, लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी, देश के दुश्मनों को, जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया। आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया।
The Prime Minister asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in the fight against terrorism. Prime Minister Modi said, following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack. On disaster management, the Prime Minister opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He told listeners about a special app on their mobile, the Sachet app, which they can use during an natural disaster. The Sachet app, developed by National Disaster Management Authority, provides information in regional languages. The Uttarakhand government has cancelled the registration of 77 Pakistani nationals who had signed up for the annual Chardham and Hemkund Sahib pilgrimage. The decision was announced by State Tourism and Culture Minister Satpal Maharaj. Explaining the state government's stance, the minister said, "Tourism and terrorism cannot go hand in hand." Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today said that India is making big strides in cancer care with a focus on setting up large-scale treatment centres and promoting early diagnosis. Mr. Nadda was speaking at the inauguration of the Expanded Cancer Institute and the launch of the state-of-the-art True Beam unit at the Government Cancer Hospital in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar in Maharashtra. In Bihar, two Guinness World Records were achieved in different categories of Madhubani painting and singing bowl ensemble performances by Buddhist monks. The officials of Guinness World Records handed over certificates to Chief Minister Nitish Kumar in Patna at Patliputra Sports Complex today. The Chief Minister also reviewed the preparations for the upcoming Khelo India Youth Games to be held from 4th to 15th of next month in Bihar. In Canada, 9 people were killed and several injured after a vehicle drove into a crowd at the Lapu Lapu Filipino Festival in Vancouver, the local police confirmed today. As per the Vancouver Police Department, a 30-year-old local man who drove a black SUV into the street festival yesterday evening is now in custody. The police department confirmed that the incident was not an act of terrorism. Uganda has declared an end to the Ebola Sudan virus disease outbreak after completing a 42-day mandatory countdown without any new confirmed cases reported. The declaration came in less than 3 months after the virus was detected in the capital, Kampala. Ugandan Minister of Health Ruth Acheng yesterday made the announcement in the eastern city of Bale, one of the areas affected by Ebola. Eminent space scientist, former ISRO chairman and Rajya Sabha member Dr. K. Kasturirangan was cremated with full state honours in Bengaluru today. He passed away last Friday at his residence. A host of dignitaries paid their respects to the late scientist at the Raman Research Institute. In women's cricket, India defeated host Sri Lanka by 9 wickets in the first ODI of the Tri-Nation series in Colombo this evening. The game was curtailed to 39 overs a side after thunder showers led to a delay in the start of the match. Chasing a target of 148 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 149 for the loss of 1 wicket in 29.4 overs. Earlier put into bat, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 147 in 38.1 overs. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 216 runs, Lucknow Super Giants were 142 for 7 in 15.5 overs against host Mumbai Indians at Wankhede Stadium a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.